Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in our good buddy Paul Emig, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Paul, your Achilles is okay, correct?
The first thing I was going to say, yeah, I'm happy to say that between Matt LaFleur and I, but one of us has our Achilles intact, and I'm thankful that that person is me.
I don't think you want your head coach to be there and instill his philosophy, and you want him to be a hands-on guy as Matt LaFleur wants to be. I don't think this is massively detrimental, but you know, it does kind of take away from his ability to be right there in your face and working with you, even though he is going to be on a golf cart. But still, he's going to get surgery next week, so it's going to be a few days before he's back up and around. So it's going to be a little while for Matt LaFleur to kind of, pardon the pun, get his feet under him.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as much as I'm sure Matt LaFleur is, you know, upset at the situation that he's going through personally, I'm sure if he had to pick, you know, between himself or any of his players to have an injury happen, I'm sure he's happy it's him, right? Because at least he doesn't have. But, you know, what was so unique and, you know, was coming up recently, and I saw even it being written about, like, on PackersNews.com and everything is, Bill, I mean, I never saw Mike McCarthy taking an active role in practice. He stood, you know, like, don't mean like he talked and he did, like, those kind of actions, but you would normally see him sort of, you know, at a certain vantage point, whether that be talking to Ted Thompson, talking to his assistants, and not taking the active role that Matt LaFleur was. Now, how old was Mike McCarthy when he got hired? Was he 40, 41?
Yeah, 40-something. Yeah, 40, 41, something like that.
Early 40s, you know, LaFleur being 39. But, you know, some of the stuff you're seeing or saw, because now Matt LaFleur is going to be going around in a cart of sorts, is, you know, LaFleur was able to do things and obviously has been written about in taking an active role in practice. And so how detrimental is this in the long run? Probably not. You know, it's not going to change them from being a 10-6 to a 6-10 season, you wouldn't think. But clearly there's a way he wanted to coach. Clearly there was a style to show, like, you know, I'm one of the guys. Like, I'm not just going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to do it. And I think there's a lot of value to that. And so, as a first-year head coach who obviously didn't have a ton of even offensive coordinator experience, he had a way he wanted to do things. And unfortunately for him and his Achilles tendon, he won't be able to do that now.
Here's the other question. Does this translate into the ability to coach?
To coach, no. Like, not like, okay, let's think of it this way. Like, you know, Craig Counsell is a manager. I mean, you know, he's a coach, sure, but he's a manager. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect Matt LaFleur's ability to manage, to game plan, to strategize, but to coach, you know, like being a hitting coach, a pitching coach, to be a quarterback coach and going through the motions, to, like, he was even, you know, as written about, going through the motions of being an edge rusher and, like, literally being one of the guys, and more so to separate the term manager from coach, strategist from coach, it will hurt his ability to coach. So at this point, you know, you better hope and trust that he hired the right people, that he can entrust them to do the kind of things he would do, because I mean an Achilles injury, even for a person who's not a professional athlete, I assume he's going to be on crutches and or a cart for 6 months, 8 months,
yeah,
10 months. I haven't like looked into the recovery for a non-professional athlete. Certainly if he was a player, his season would be over, like over.
Right.
So, you know, so yeah, no, I mean, he's going to go through an extended period of time here where he will a full season. I mean, his first full season as an NFL head coach will presumably be on crutches or a cart. And I mean, that sucks for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. So I don't think it really changes his ability to coach, and I don't think it changes the ability for Nathaniel Hackett to be able to put the offensive game plan into place. I think it now has him rely more on the video than it does on standing in there and moving with guys and helping to, quote, teach. I know some people are making a big deal out of this. I don't think it's a huge deal. While I understand he is a hands-on guy, I don't think to myself that this is a guy that can't do this. You know what I mean? They can't get it done.
Yeah, I think most of all because, well, you know, do I think this is a big deal? Like in the again, like do I like I mentioned earlier? Do I think it's going to take Packers from 10-6 to 6-10 or anything? No, but what Matt LaFleur obviously is and what he isn't is he's not like a verbose, loud, you know, rally the troops type of, you know, press conference hero. You know, he's not, he is as far from, say, like Rex Ryan. Like when I think of like that type of coach who's just loud and vocal, like I think of Rex Ryan. I don't know if you have another example you would have too, but
yeah.
Like that's kind of what Matt LaFleur is. The anti that,
right?
You know, and so what he was, and obviously what he sold himself on in his interviews with Brian Gutekunst and with Mark Murphy was being a strategist, being a person who was very thoughtful, very intelligent, you know, very well put together from that sort of intellectual level. But what he also was is rather than like, you know, and he's actually, you know, pretty much like the anti Mike Pettine as well, because Pettine has that sort of rally the troops type of attitude where he can get in front of a room and just command, you know, a 90 group roster. You know, he's Mike Pettine is a guy capable of doing that. LaFleur isn't. So I think the detriment then is the fact that, well, then what is Matt LaFleur? If he's not the, you know, the loud guy, what is he then? Well, he's obviously a demonstrator. He's a coach. He's someone who can lead by literal example, not by verbal example, but by physical example. And when you can't do that, you know, I'm sure it alters the way that his practices will be run. In the grand scheme of things, does this destroy their season? No. I mean, but does it affect the way he's going to probably put together his practices? I'm sure it will.
We were sitting here talking a little bit earlier about people to keep an eye on, players to keep an eye on, breakout sure. seasons. Not that I'm looking at OTAs as, oh, my God, this is – because you're not in pads, you're not really, you know, pounding on guys or anything like that, but – is there somebody that after reading and hearing and seeing things that you're kind of going, okay, I've got a few guys I got to pay attention to here?
Yeah, for sure. And he said it himself. So he kind of, this player put himself out there already to do it. So I'm only going to reaffirm what he obviously thinks of himself. And that is with what Jaire Alexander, I think, can do as a second year player. He was interviewed the other day. He's essentially saying, I had a good rookie year, great, wonderful. I want to be an all-pro now. I want to be a superstar cornerback now. A lot of guys say that, Bill. Cornerbacks are usually a very outspoken group of players. I will remember Demarius Randall many times who said very similar things. You know, fast forward a couple of years and he's a safety in Cleveland. And by the way, if I can tangent for a second, did you see what Joe Witt said yesterday about Demarius Randall in Cleveland?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, you know what? Yes, I did. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Joe Witt, former cornerbacks coach in Green Bay, coach Demarius Randall, now he's in Cleveland, said he knew right away that Demarius Randall was a free safety and that he had to play him at corner because he was following instructions. If anybody needs like little like anecdotal reasons as to why Mark Murphy took the power structure over the way he did, it's little stories like this that tell me that communication was awful. For your positional coach to think that, to think that and to say that now,
right,
and to have known that the entire time and to not have been allowed to communicate that thought, Bill, I mean, that's garbage, isn't
right.
it?
Yep, certainly is. I mean, this was part of what we understood was the Ted Thompson behind the scenes kind of puppet master type of stuff. So as much as the coaches wanted to do things a certain way, and Ted, God love him, he put together a team that won a championship, but Ted wanted to be the smartest guy in the room. And this is what some of this stuff led to. And when you start reading that stuff and going, how the hell did this happen? And this is the reason, and I know people get all over Mark Murphy about it, but this is the reason Mark Murphy wants to meet with the coaches. So this kind of crap doesn't happen anymore. You just want what's best for the team as a whole. You're not – this isn't about egos anymore. And I know fans get upset because Mark Murphy's got his nose in too much. Well, Mark Murphy is the guy that's going, hey, this crap will not happen again. You know, Ted had way, way, way – he became drunk with power. and said this is the way we're going to do it. I mean, how many times did we see Mike McCarthy at the podium look like somebody just told him that his dog died because he had no idea what was going on?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it does kind of point back to, you know, I've said in the past, like, did Mark Murphy possibly over course correct? Maybe. But you hear more and more of these stories. And I can tell you, if I was in Mark Murphy's position and I heard stories like that and I heard them like in quantity, like a lot of stories like that, I would do everything in my power. And as president of the Packers, he has everything in his power. And he took that power to say, like, oh my gosh, this is a brutal setup and this needs to be corrected. So I'll finish, Bill, by saying your original question. I didn't mean to, you know, to deter from it. If I had to pick a breakout superstar, I think Jaire Alexander has the confidence, the personality, and most importantly, the talent to be a year two breakout stud.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers that that actually happens. So we shall see. The other thing I keep waiting for is if Kevin King can have an entire season healthy, how good Absolutely. He can actually be.
And that's why I think you sort of have like an insurance policy, a safety net there with Tremont Williams. Like if you look at the way that's been lined up in training camp, and I've heard Mike Clemens talk about it as well, Tremont is your safety blanket there. And that if Kevin King either isn't performing at a high enough level, if he gets injured, you know, he's the first overall pick of the second round a few years ago. And listen, Bill, if Kevin, so when you have kind of two injury years in a row, and I think Kevin King and Aaron Jones are in the exact same like tier of players right now. If your first 2 years in the league you suffer injuries, you are teetering on a word that you'd never want to attach to yourself, and that is injury prone. After 2 years, I'm not willing to put Kevin King or Aaron Jones in an injury prone bucket yet, but one more year, if Kevin King misses five games, if Aaron Jones misses four, like, I'm sorry, 3 years in a row, you are now injury prone. Mm-hmm. So I agree entirely. The importance of Kevin King, when Kevin King is healthy, really good player. I would have done that draft over for sure. I have said that since the beginning, in terms of when they traded back and picking up the extra pick that became Vince Beagle. I've disagreed with that strategy since the beginning, but that doesn't mean I don't believe in Kevin King. And I really believe in Aaron Jones, who I think is just, you know, a superstar in waiting. But both guys have had injuries early on, and they more than probably, you know, anybody not named Aaron Rodgers on the team this year need to have injury-free productive seasons, because when they're out there, they're good. It's just they need to be out there more often.
Always good, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, Bill. Take care. Don't play too much basketball. Don't pull any Achilles tendons or anything bad like that.
I will not. You can count on that. There's no doubt about it. Good stuff, Paul. There you have it. Paul Emig, our Green Gold analyst, joining us for a couple minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they'll be getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.